Shmos Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. The following Mishnah is addressing the question of how specific one needs to be with his Kriya Shem, with his declaration of what is the Truma. That is to say, we said that when it comes to separating Truma, there are two separate components. One component is the Kriya Shem, the verbal declaration designating something specific as Truma, and also the physical hafrash, the physical taking of that truma and giving it ultimately to a kohen. The essential component in terms of the separation of truma is the kriya shem, is the declaration. When one declares and identifies something as truma, then the other portion becomes chulin, no longer having, you know, the tevel status, no longer truma embedded in it. The question is, since Truma and Chulin are sort of opposites, it's either one or the other, the question is, how specific must one be in terms of his identification of which part of the total Tevel mixture is Truma to be an effective Kriya Shem? So we have a number of shittas here. The first shitta says, Ha'omer Trumas Ha'kri Zeh B'socho. If one says the Truma for this pile of grain is inside of it, on the inside as opposed to the outside, or if he said Maaser Sof B'socho, if he said identify the Maaser, the Kriya Shem for Maaser, or Trumas Maaser Shel Zeh B'tocho, or if he says the Trumas Maaser is what he's identifying, put those aside for now, just focus on Truma Gedola for a minute. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kara Shem. Rabbi Shimon says that is sufficient to be an effective Kriya Shem to localize the Truma. So let's just clarify what's happening here. By saying the Truma is on the inside of the pile, that means the outer layer on the outside of the pile is now certainly not Truma. But yet he hasn't identified which specific component or portion of the pile within is the Truma. He's just saying the outer layer is for sure not. The outer layer is now identified as Chulin, for sure not Truma. So Rabbi Shimon says that's sufficient. You haven't actually identified which grains will ultimately be the Truma ones. It's ambiguous. There's still uncertainty as which will the Truma and which will not be. But there's some certainty to a certain degree because the outer layer of the pile will certainly no longer be Truma. So you've sort of localized, you've reduced the amount of uncertainty as to where the Truma lies, because you've specifically identified the outer layer now as being not Truma. So Rabbi Shimon says that's sufficient. That's sufficient to be an effective Kriya Shem, meaning, for example, one could no longer take Truma from the outer layer of the pile. What's done is done. He reduced the uncertainty and he sort of localized to some degree where the Truma will be. And the same would apply for Maaseres, and the same would apply for Trumas Maaseres. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham say that's not sufficiently specific. You can't just say where the Truma is not. You have to say where the Truma is. So Rabbi Shimon holds if you just identify something where Truma isn't, meaning the outer layer, that's sufficient. The Chacham saying you have to identify specifically where the Truma is. And of course, the other side of that coin will be, there'll be something that's Chul and that isn't Truma. And therefore the Chacham say, Ad, not until, Sheyomer B'tzafono Ovedromo. It's not sufficient to be an effective Kriya Shem, an effective declaration of Truma, meaning it won't have any halachic significance to declare something as Truma, unless you identify a specific place where it is. Meaning you say, for example, B'tzfono, it's in the northern half of the pile, or B'dromo, or the southern half of the pile, and that would be sufficient. So by identifying the northern or southern part, so you are now making a specific place where it is, and of course, the unspoken is you're making a specific place where it isn't, and that will be sufficient. It's an interesting discussion, not on the Mishnah here, but elsewhere, on the meaning of when one says Tzfono or Dromo, how much of the northern portion is now where the Truma is localized. It's actually Machlokas Tanaim. The halacha is like the Chachamim, which is it's the top quarter. In other words, if there are four quarters, the southernmost, the south of the border, the north of the border, and the northernmost sections, if you will. So the Chacham Paskin, not here but elsewhere, that northernmost, meaning the top quarter, the northern quarter, that's the quarter of the pile that now is where the Truma is localized. They say that because if a person would have meant just the full 50% northern half, he would have said not the northern part, he would just sort of said on the north side. Okay, so Chacham Shita is that you have to be more specific, identifying some specific place where the Truma is, and of course that would leave some place where it isn't. And that similarly will apply for Maaseres and Trumas Maaseres. Rabbi Elazar Chisma Omer, he's going to disagree to the other extreme. He says, Ha'omer Trumas Ha'kri Mimenu Alav. If a person just simply says, the Truma for this pile of grain will be taken from it, from this pile of grain. So he hasn't actually identified anything as being distinct chulin from truma. He just simply says truma is going to be localized from this particular pile somewhere. Karashem, that's even that is sufficient to be a luckily effective declaration. And now the truma is localized in this pile. If you're scratching your head and wondering, wait a second, the truma was in the pile already. So what's changed? The answer is, for example, let's say you had two piles. So before any kriya shem, let's say each pile had 50 cups of grain. You could have taken one cup of truma for pile number one and one cup of truma from pile number two. Or you could have taken two cups from the first pile on behalf of both, or two cups from the second pile on behalf of both. After this kriya shem, according to Rav Elazar Chisma, once you say the truma for this pile number one, is in kind of come from it, is in it, so you no longer have the option of taking two cups from the other second pile on behalf of this first pile, because like you said, the truma for this pile has to come from this pile. So according to Rav Elazar Chisma, that is already sufficient to be a kriya shem, but the chacham are going to disagree, as you saw before, and the lach will be like the chacham. Now, there's a foreshita here. This foreshita is a little more, like, on a slightly different topic. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, ha Omer isur maaser ze asui trumas maaser alav karashem. So, what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is coming to address isn't the discussion above regarding when it comes to kriya shem for truma, how specific one has to be. He's going to say that you can, he's going to be lenient and say, as long as you say it's in here, it's sufficient. Meaning he's going, he's lenient, if you will, like Rabbi Elazar Chisma. What he's arguing is a different point. The point of identifying Trumas Maser. So if you remember from the first part of the Mishnah, we had said these same rules are going to apply equally to Truma, meaning Truma Gadola, and Maser, and Trumas Maser. Here, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying, well, when it comes to separating Trumas Maser, you have to be separating it from Maser specifically. And you can't just say the Trumas Maser is somewhere embedded in this tevil, has to come out and identify it in this particular place. No, 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 says he. You first have to separate Maser, and once something is definitively Maser, from that Maser per se, that Maser, and only Maser, not tevil, can you then declare that there'll be Trumas Maser from it? And when you do that, he agrees with Rabbi Elazar Chisma that it could be just saying the Trumas Maser for this Maser is somewhere in it. That would be sufficient to be effective, but it's not effective until you've separated the Maaser before the Trumas Maaser is taken. Halach in all these cases follows the Chachamim, meaning you can separate Truma Gadola, Maaser, and Trumas Maaser all from Tevel, one or the other or the other, and to be effective, you just need to identify a specific place where it is, like for example, saying the northern part or the southern part.